Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Hope to sweep the sun with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to Tuesday, February 3rd of the Gospel Pulpit. This is Brother Ricky along with you, and I praise the Lord for being with you today. Well, friend, and yesterday I announced a brand new project that we're doing here at GBI. It's called Reaching America with the Gospel. And my goal is to go on radio stations, more radio stations, and especially those stations where the gospel may not be preached like it is here in the south of the United States. And this will also strengthen our ministry. And it'll help us to be able to do more for the glory of God. So I see some opportunity ahead, and I prayed about this for almost a year and a half. And I hesitate to even bring anything like this before our radio audience, because there are people out there, and they'll say, well, all Brother Cawthorn's in it for his money. Let me tell you something. I'm not in nothing for money. Money don't mean anything to me except for this. God uses it to get the bills paid. But anyway, what we're asking 1,000 people across America, or maybe your Sunday school class, it'd be a good project for your Sunday school class, or an individual or a church, to support GBI $10 per month for the next 1 year. And what you can do, if you want to do that whole thing at one time, you just write a check for $120. You make your check to GBI, just three letters, GBI, and then put Reaching America on the memo line, and we'll know it's for that. Also, you can mail it. I'm going to give you the mailing address. Here we go. And the mailing address is really simple. They tell me the mail will go this way, so I'm going to give it to you this way. Mail it to GBI, three letters, GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. That's GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. We are a tax-exempt ministry. We'll give you a receipt right back in the mail when you send your gift. And I hope you'll do that to help us go on other stations. And we'll keep you updated as to the progress of this. Now, if people don't give, we'll keep you updated. And we'll just let you know, hey, we didn't get any money. We can't go on other stations. But God's given me a way to do this. And I'm trying to work on some things. They're going to be working on some things, rather, in coming days. And so you help me pray that God will be. Radio is my ministry, and I just want to reach people, not for my ego or not for my glory, but I want to reach people for the glory of God. So it's called Reaching America Project, and if you want to give to that, GBI, you make your check, and then mail it to GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. You can also give online, GBIRadio.org, and you can give to this project. If you could give more, it'd be appreciated. Somebody might give $100,000, I don't know. Somebody might give $25,000. There might be a church that give $10,000 toward this project. And, brother, it'd be great, amen, to see what the Lord would do. Let's go to our message at this time, a zeal that consumes. But very important, because Job, the Bible said that Job rent his clothes, and he fell on his face, and he worshiped. The Bible said, he said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. And I'm not quoting exactly word for word, but he said, the Lord hath gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, how many of us can say that? Now, you got to remember, back in that day when Job was born, they didn't have any of the Bible. They just, what they knew of God was passed down to them from Adam and Adam's descendants. They didn't know anything about, they didn't have the Bible, they didn't have a church, they didn't have anything. And yet, Job made it through that horrible storm. And Job didn't even realize that he was being used to write Scripture. Remember, Job said in one place that if I, you know, my words could be engraved with an iron pen. Well, he didn't realize that God was writing them down as he was saying them. And so we realize that Job made it through that storm. But how? Well, because Job was planted somehow in what word of God that he knew. Now, I don't know all of what Job knew about the Bible, but Job 23:12 says, neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Now, I don't know what Job knew. I don't know how God communicated with him in that day. But Job knew the word of God. Whatever the word of God was in that day, which is the same word it is today, God used, God communicated with him, and Job somehow found that that word of God was more important to him than his necessary food. Now, let me ask you a question. How important is the Bible to us, our zeal, amen, for the word of God, our zeal for the Bible? The psalmist said again, he said, "My zeal hath consumed me." Now, you and I'll put me out there too. I'm not in the Bible like I should be, and I don't think you are either. And us preachers, if we ain't careful, we'll find the only time we ever study is when we got to get a message for something. And that ain't good. You know, Dr. Bobby Robertson years ago had some issues, nerve issues or something, and he's talking to Dr. Harold B. Sattler. And Dr. Sattler told him, he said, "Bobby," he said, "your problem is you're studying all the time to preach." He said, "You need something for yourself." Now, I saw Bobby Robertson do this. It wasn't hearsay, but I saw it my own self. Bobby Robertson began reading 10 chapters a day in the Bible. Now, it changed Bobby's life. It changed his life, and it kept him in the Bible. It just kept him there. And so, what I'm saying to you, our zeal for the Bible, how is our zeal, preachers? How is our zeal for the Word of God? Now, let's think about that. How's your zeal? How's my zeal for the Bible? You know, many times the things of this world, you just got to keep it knocked down. I mean, things even that ain't a sin, but maybe they just take over. You know what I'm saying? Well, I don't feel like reading my Bible today or whatever. But the Bible is if you want to be planted like a tree, you're going to have to meditate in your Bible. "And he shall be planted like a tree, like a tree planted by the rivers of water." Well, that word planted means transplant, God taking you from one place to the other. Now, that rivers of water, and I believe it was Spurgeon that named different rivers there. That could be the river of grace, the river of mercy, the river of truth, the river of blessing. I mean, there's a lot of rivers you can be planted by. The rivers represent the Holy Spirit. And the Bible will help you live your life in the Spirit. The Bible and the Holy Spirit work together. Matter of fact, the Bible is called the sword of the Spirit. And so the Bible will help you live your life for the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll be planted by the rivers of water. When other men, now watch this right here. He said this, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Now I want to stop right there. When you're in the Bible and you got a zeal for the God, you'll bring forth some fruit in your season. Now you young preachers need to listen to this because many of you think that your season is when you announce your call to preach, and that ain't true. You're going to go a few years, you're going to have some barren years, and if you don't, you'll have a big fall. I'll just be honest with you about that. You're going to have some years that you need to learn. You need to get under an older preacher. You need to learn some things. And I was a failure, 23-year-old. I took my first church and I failed at it because I wasn't properly educated in the Bible. It was my fault, nobody else's fault but mine. I thought I was, but I wasn't. And so here's the thing about it. You need to meditate in that Bible, and you will bring forth your fruit in your season. It may take you years. That's not just for preachers, but men, women, ladies, people on the mission field. I'm talking to missionaries. You've been there for years. You can see no results. My friend, let me ask you a question. Are you meditating in the Bible? If you're staying in the Bible, God said you'll bring fruit. Amen? All right, so our fruit. Amen. Now, let me show you this. This is important right here. He said the last part of this verse, "His leaf also shall not wither." Now, let me start. Well, that's almost the last part. We got one more. But "his leaf also shall not wither." Now, when you meditate in the Bible, and your zeal is in the Word of God, and my zeal is for the Bible, and we have a thirst for the Bible, our leaf is not going to wither. Now, in the fall of the year, the leaves fall off the trees, right? And I don't know how you do them, and I take a lawnmower, and I go out and I chop all the leaves up and get them out of the yard, all right? Some people bag them, and some burn them, and some do this and do that, and you get rid of them, right? They're no good. Amen? Really. They've done their purpose. They're no more beautiful. They're withered up. They're blown away. But he said this, a man that will meditate in the Bible, a woman, a boy, a girl, a young person. What about you young people in the youth group? You're 15-year-old. He said if you'll start your life meditating in the Bible, your leaf's not going to wither. Now, we live in a discouraging hour. We live in a dangerous time. We live in a demonic time. We live in a dark time. But let me say something about that. We can live in a glorious time. Our leaf don't have to wither because the days are dark. Now you think about the churches in other countries, in communist countries, that are under persecution. Think about that. And yet there are many people, some of the greatest Christians that you'll ever know are not in America. Some of the greatest Christians that you'll ever meet will be those who are worshiping God in secret. Amen. I've not met any of them, but you will meet them one day in heaven. And we think we Americans are going to get all the rewards because, you know, but let me say this. We've had open freedom in this country for almost 250 years to worship God. We have wasted much of that freedom in the 20th and 21st centuries. The last two centuries, America has took a downturn. I mean, buddy, she has took a turn. And nowadays, our church is in a mess. I mean, it's sad where the Bible doesn't even have a place anymore. We have other religions have taken the place of the Bible in America. And as one fellow said, we've lost our book. Amen. We put our book on the shelf. We allowed the Supreme Court to say, hey, you can't have the Bible in the school. Well, that's turned out real well for us, hasn't it? I mean, boy, our jails are fuller. Our crime is up. Our streets are more dangerous. You talk to anybody, any teacher you want to in the public school system, and they can't handle them. Why is that? Because we don't have a zeal for the Bible. We don't have a zeal for it. Mom and Daddy don't read it anymore. They don't have a family gathering. They don't read the Bible. And if Daddy tried to do it, Mama would get mad at him. If Mama tried to do it, Daddy would get mad, and the kids would get mad because everybody wants to be on their phones doing something. I mean, oh, now, preacher, we're living in a different age. Now, you're telling me. I agree with you. But we're not doing it God's way. You see, God don't ever change. I want to say this to you. Did you know, really, there's two things that don't ever change? God don't ever change. His methods and ways are not changed in the Bible. No matter what age it is, God never changed. I'm going to tell you something else don't never change. It's going to shock you. But the devil don't ever change either. The devil just uses what comes up, but it's the same old tactics that he's always used. Deception, discouragement, demonism, darkness, sin. It's just temptation, desire. I mean, the devil's got the same old tools in his toolbox. He don't never get any new tools. And yet we fall for them every time, right? But our leaf will not wither. We don't have to be discouraged. We don't have to be defeated. We don't have to be. We can have a consuming zeal, amen, for the Word of God. And then the last part he said, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And that makes me think of Joshua chapter number 1, where it talks about that if you follow the Word of God, you'll have good success. Amen. Now, you know, Joshua's getting ready to take over the leadership of Israel. And God put verse number 8 of chapter 1 of the Bible. The only time in the Bible the word success is found, it is associated with the Bible, the Word of God. And so we find, ladies and gentlemen, that if you have a zeal for the Bible, if you have a zeal for the Word of God, then, my friend, you will have, you're going to prosper in life. Now, many people look at prospering different ways. Some say you prosper. Show me your bank account and I'll show you prosperity. Show me your land, I'll show you prosperity. Show me how many houses and swimming pools you have and I'll show you prosperity. But that's not prosperity necessarily. Sometimes the poorest man in the world that don't have a dime in his pocket has prospered more than the rich man that has 1,000 heels of cattle. Amen. Let me say this to you, that prosperity with God is different than prosperity with man. And but I can tell you this, if you'll take this Bible, you will be successful in life. There are businessmen that started great companies that... Well, friend, we come to the end of our radio broadcast for this Tuesday, February the 3rd, and we're preaching a message entitled A Zeal That Consumes, and that's R488-2. If you'd like to have that message, we could send it to you on CD recording, free of charge, or we could email it to you. Our email address, comments@gbiradio.org, or our mailing address, GBI Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. God bless you. Until our next broadcast. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together. All the time, he who fed the
turn the water into wine to the heart.